I want to bring up a topic here about using the core of your body, about using, building the frame, what I call the torpedo frame in the body. I'll use different analogies, talking about a long wooden sea kayak that has this long wooden frame that has tight skin or surface fabric stretched over it. I'll talk about the torpedo shape, long and straight and firm. All of these are attempts to trigger an understanding inside of you of what it should, not really what it should look like, but what it should feel like inside the body if you have really engaged the core in the way that we need to do it as swimmers. I think that there is a lack of understanding or a misunderstanding about what it means to engage the core in the swimming context. So if you're standing up vertical under gravity, this is our normal state as humans. We are developed on land under gravity, standing vertical. And so when we think of being tall and engaging the core, we're used to standing in that position, having gravity push down upon the skeleton in the downward direction, and then our body's pushing up against it. So the tissues and the bones and the structure create this tensegrity unit that's pushing up against gravity. And that's how we're normally oriented, and that makes sense to us. And then maybe some of you have taken yoga or something similar, Pilates or something like this, and then you learn how to activate the core, stabilizing in different poses, different positions. It can be all sorts. You could be up, down, sideways, twisted, all sorts of positions. But again, it's all under gravity. See, you're working against a force that's moving in a certain direction and flowing through your body and pushing you towards the ground. So engaging the core in that context is still going to be different. It's going to feel different than when you're laying down horizontal in the water in a weightless, essentially weightless position, just like you'd be in outer space. So once we've removed the tangible aspects of gravity flowing through our body, engaging the core doesn't have the same function as it does on land. You're not pushing against anything external in the same way. So once you lie down in the water and you're weightless and now you're lengthening out as in what, like you are in torpedo drill or in Superman drill or in skate drill, and you're making your body long, what I try to explain to you, to swimmers in our lessons, is that you are making your core firm not by pulling inward, not by contracting inward as if you were doing a crunch or if you were doing a plank. You are getting firm in the middle as if you were being stretched out. So the picture I have in mind here is if you've seen those little Chinese finger handcuffs. My kid came home with one of those after Halloween in his basket, and it's a little woven tube. It's like little bamboo threads that are woven, cross-woven into a tube. About the thickness of a finger, and if you take your pointer fingers and you stick it into the ends of this tube, the tube is about 3-4 inches long, and you stick one finger in one side of the tube and another finger in the other side of the tube, and they fit in there snugly, and if you pull on both fingers at the same time, instead of the fingers coming out of the tube, the weaving on the Chinese finger handcuff pulls tight. It cinches around both of the fingers, holding them tighter. And the harder you pull, the tighter the cinches, the clamping is of the tube around your fingers. So then as you pull your fingers, you notice the middle of between your fingers, the space between, it gets really narrow. When the handcuff is relaxed, it's the diameter is bigger. It's a bigger around. It's fatter. But as you pull on it, it gets narrow. The other picture I have is of the animated movie, The Incredibles. It was that family of superheroes, and where the dad is super strong, and the daughter, she can go turn invisible and she can make like force fields and things like this. And then the little boy, he's like super fast. And then the mom, she's Elastic Woman, all right? She's like Rubber Woman. So she can like stretch around anything and everything. And you notice in the animation, she has this wasp like waist. She's got the rounded hips and the upper body spreading out a little bit, and then they've made her waist kind of an exaggerated narrow. And when she's stretched out, when you stretch her, her waist gets even more narrow. So it's this idea of when you're lengthening in the water, your waist gets more narrow, it gets more firm, and you can feel it in your abdominal muscles. They're getting tighter, but not because you're pulling inward, not because you are pulling them tighter. It's because inside of your body, you are using your own muscles, your own body, to push off of itself. Your hips are trying to push away from your shoulders. They're like lengthening. Your ankles are trying to move away from your neck. And so all along the spine line, you're getting longer, as if you were trying to insert one extra millimeter of space between each of your vertebrae. Okay, so if you've got this picture now of you're lengthening your body, and as you pull yourself internally to a longer shape, your abdominal region gets narrow and firm. And what happens through this internal tensegrity, your hips become locked into the torso. It seems a little counterintuitive. As you're pulling your hips away, they actually get connected more firmly to your torso unit. And that's what you want. You want the shoulders and the hips to be one unit. So when that unit rotates, the hips and the shoulders rotate together. Now, we want to use this frame that you've built from lengthening the body to help you, first of all, redistribute the weight. We know that for most body types, the legs and hips are heavier and they will sink in fresh water and pool water. And so if you leave them loosey-goosey, you let that spine be all wiggly and you let the middle of your body collapse, gravity will push down on your hips and your legs and sink those things. And often people will bend at the waist and let the legs travel down in an attempt to keep their rear end and their back near the surface. So that what they've done is they've broken the frame in order to try to keep the at least part of the body near the surface. We don't want to do that. So instead, you want to maintain that frame from the tip of your head through the hips, down through the thighs, and into your ankles, one long straight body line, as if it were long and straight and it was one unit, like a surfboard or a paddleboard. It's just that your surfboard, your paddleboard is got extra weight on the tail end. But if you build the frame and then you lay down as you are in Superman position, you can, through that internal truss system of muscles and bones, you can shift a little bit of the weight forward. Now, this is hard for me to describe in words. I try it many different ways, so bear with me and do your best to try to figure out what I'm saying. And maybe I'll have to explain this later if I come up with better ideas of how to do it. But imagine inside your body you've got a girder system, a truss system, a wires and joist system. Building this frame in the inside of your body with bones and muscles. And as you're lengthening, then through the muscles along the spine, you can like put pressure. You could, like a seesaw, just like if you were pushing on the end of a seesaw to push the high side down lower and make the low side lift up off the ground. That's what you want to do inside of your body. So your lungs are this pivot point, just like a seesaw has a pivot point. And the front of your body, your head, shoulders, and arms are the upside, the lighter side of the seesaw. and your hips and your legs are the heavy side, the low side of the seesaw. And instead of having something outside of you, a kid coming along to push down on the head to make it go down and the legs to come up, you've got to do that inside your own body. And you do that with this shifting of tension in the muscle system coming from your tail up through your back and into your shoulders and your neck. And it kind of pushes down on your chest, on your sternum. You're not pushing your neck down. You're not pushing your chin down. You're keeping that in line with your spine. But you are, in a sense, what I'll say sometimes to people is you're pushing and you're feeling like you're getting heavier in the front and a little bit lighter in the rear. Now, with most people, this does not solve the balance issue completely, but it contributes to improved balance. And that's what you're doing step by step in the different regions of the body. You are making small adjustments that give you partial advantages. And as these various advantages come together, they do make a complete solution for the balance issue. But you've got to work on them one by one. And this internal frame in your body, this torpedo frame, is an essential piece of the solution. So you are going to, inside of your body, you're going to feel like you are tilting. You are tilting the teeter-totter forward. The head is feeling heavier. The head and chest area as one unit is feeling heavier. The legs feel a little bit lighter. And you can test this by pushing off into Superman position and do it once, do it a couple times without attempting any of this kind of truss building, this frame building in the middle of your body, and count how many seconds it takes for your legs to sink. And then get a sense of how long it will be before your legs sink. And then now start experimenting with building this frame inside of your body and then shifting the weight forward slightly. Try different ways of doing that. And then you measure its effect by seeing if you can delay your legs sinking in Superman by like a half a second more. If you can stay with your rear end, your swimsuit brushing the surface and your legs parallel to the surface for just a half a second longer than before, then you know something is working. Something is helping you shift so that the rear end's a little bit lighter, front end's a little bit heavier, and your body stays parallel to the surface a little bit longer than it was before. So this frame is so important. And I really notice a lot of swimmers, particularly those who have larger bellies, had a little extra weight gathered around the middle. This has been pulling on your lower back, and it has also been pulling on the musculature in your abdominal region and probably making it weaker, especially if you have a sitting lifestyle, a sitting work life. You are most likely weaker in the abdominal region and in your lumbar area. And so what will feel like you're engaging your core will still be a sagging belly when you're laying in the water. And this is something that you need to really particularly focus on, is building this core engagement through lengthening the body. And you should feel that tension, that lengthened tension in your lower abdominal region, as a permanent sensation the whole time you're swimming. It never turns off, unless of course you do a flip turn. So you will maintain that sense of long, stable, firm core the whole time you're swimming. And so if that frame collapses, then I start to see the swimmer's legs sinking, not being parallel to the surface, okay? I'm gonna stop here on this explanation, because I'm not exactly sure what to say at this point without just repeating what I've said so far in different ways. It could raise some questions for you, and if you do have those, you're welcome to send them to me and we could talk about it further. Perhaps you could give me some insights on ways I could explain this better for other swimmers. Or if it's something you're curious about and you're thinking, you have had no clue that what I've been talking about was even an issue in your swimming, so you should go try to experiment with this and then let me know how it goes. Alrighty? All right, I'm gonna stop here and we'll leave it at that. Talk to you soon.